Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Monday afternoon, November 3rd. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Open enrollment is for Obamacare. It's underway, and some families are facing big premium increases. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, the week ahead on Wall Street includes a full slate of earnings and key ADP jobs numbers. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Tom Hudson, financial journalist based in Miami, Florida. Tom, thank you for joining us today. And once again, we do have the private payrolls report. It comes out on Wednesday morning. And because the government shutdown is still ongoing, we won't have any numbers on Friday morning. Yeah. So ADP is the only game in town right now.
Indeed it is, and it's likely to show some tepid hiring, lukewarm, but at least maybe a positive number, which will get a lot of oxygen in this market where there's just so much noise happening because there's the biggest voice, that being the federal government, and its economic statistics are completely absent here from market reaction. So it's an important look, but of course it's an incomplete look. It's not exactly like looking at the job market through a pinhole, but it's not looking at it through the widest perspective as possible that we would get from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So it's something, and this market needs something from the economic standpoint, given that we're likely to have a record length government shutdown when we come to Thursday of this week.
Now, hypothetically speaking, let's say there is some sort of resolution. It comes together this week before Friday, and there is a funding resolution that goes to the president's desk. Will we have a jobs report on Friday if the shutdown comes to an end before Friday?
I don't know, Rob, to be perfectly honest with you, because the government has been shut down for the entire month of October. And so the normal survey week that the government job data collectors would be sending out and receiving back surveys, calling companies, talking to households, that didn't happen as far as I know, or maybe in a limited fashion. So the longer answer is, I just don't know if we get a resolution, the government goes back to work, would we get the Friday jobs numbers like usual on schedule? I'm highly doubtful of that.
We do have some numbers out. The Institute for Supply Management, their manufacturing index, easing 0.4% to 48.7. And that's a reading below 50, which indicates contraction. And put this into a larger context for us.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one fallen leaf does not equal a tough winter, right? So let's put it that way. It is concerning. Certainly, we want to see the longer term trend. We would like that number over 50 to show expansion. It shows a little bit of contraction. But listen, it's happening in that larger picture of the government shutdown, the continued volatility around tariffs. And of course, all of this around the concern of the American consumer and her ability to continue to spend throughout all this uncertainty.
Tom Hudson, financial journalist in Miami, thank you for joining us today. Coming up, it's time to sign up for the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, but many face higher insurance costs because of it's a political football. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Obamacare enrollment begins amid subsidy disputes and the government shutdown, and some enrollees face premium spikes of more than 300%. We welcome in Bruce Jabson, healthcare writer for Forbes in Chicago. Bruce, thank you for joining us today. And this is ACA, Affordable Care Act, open enrollment time. And if you find that your premiums are going up by 300%, the Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable, especially if you really are watching every dollar and cent that goes out the window. Now, Bruce, it's very easy to say this is a situation that's caused by those clowns in Congress, but there's much more to this funding dispute and the government shutdown at which ACA subsidies are the centerpiece of this fight.
Right. There's a clown in the White House, too. No, just kidding. Anyway, so the individual coverage under the Affordable Care Act, people go and they sign up and you submit your income and all sorts of stuff, and you're eligible for a tax credit and lower priced health care when you do this, when the law was passed in. Well, in the Biden years, they enhanced the tax credits. So individual coverage will be more affordable to more people. You know, you have the gig economy, you have a lot of people, whatever. And so what's at issue, part of the government stretch on, is these enhanced credits that went into effect four or five years ago that expire this year. So the enrollment in individual coverage went from 8 to 9 to 10 million to 24 million people. So when they talk about the 300% increase, that's not the norm. But I will tell you, because of the government shutdown and because they haven't come to an agreement, people are signing up for coverage. So the tax credits are not going into effect. So you're probably at the very least, United Healthcare has released their earnings. Cigna, some other companies, Oscar Health that sell plans in Chicago, they have raised prices on these policies 25 to 30%. And we're in a period, one of these periods that go around every few years or so, where you're seeing a spike in people going to see the doctor. Because when the COVID pandemic hit, a lot of people delayed getting colonoscopies and elective surgeries. Now they're coming back to the last 2 years. They've been coming back to the doctor and hospital in droves. And so you have this vicious storm where you are already going to see price hikes. And then now, if you, for the last 4 years, have gotten a decent price policy for individual coverage, the enrollment period started a couple days ago. You're going to definitely have sticker shock. And with the aforementioned folks that you mentioned before in Washington, they got to be feeling it. the barrage of polls out over the weekend was that the Republicans and the president's polls are down because of the shutdown. But when people start to look at these price increases for their health care, it's not good.
Now, when we talk about the increase in premiums, there's the one family that was facing a 300% increase in their health insurance premiums. Is this due to a lack of the tax credits in general? Is it due to a lack of the enhanced tax credits from the Biden administration? Who gets hurt the most in this scenario?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's probably the folks who were eligible for the enhanced tax credits, or essentially not that they're enhanced, but they made more people eligible for tax credits and so forth. And so you have people who are, let's face it, I mean, you could be making, you could have a family of four who's making $100,000 a year they got a lower priced plan. I mean, $300, $400, $500 a month. I mean, people are, who are out there saying, well, that's a good deal. That used to be something we would be like, are you kidding me? That's what I pay. But if you don't have a tax credit, it's not uncommon for people who, a couple, if they're retired and they're not yet eligible for Medicare at 65, to pay $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month for their coverage. That is not out of the realm of possibility. So I would say that the stories where you're seeing the 200% and 300% price increases would be for folks who became eligible with the expanded and or enhanced tax credits of the last few years, because we've seen an uptick in people, if the stock market is doing well, who said, you know what, I think I might retire and I might just buy coverage on my own. And so then if they don't have income coming in, they can they become eligible for a tax credit and try to get that bridge to Medicare. And those are not poor people. They're people who have good incomes, or did when they were working.
Bruce Japsen, healthcare writer for Forbes, based in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, the disruptions of air travel are ramping up as the government shutdown drags on.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
As the government shutdown drags on, air travel grows more difficult, edging closer to a potential breaking point. Let's just hope it doesn't extend to Thanksgiving. Joining us to discuss and share advice on how to navigate it all is Joe Brancatelli, editor and publisher of JoeSentMe.com, based in New York. Joe, thank you for joining us today. And even though Thanksgiving is 3 weeks away, the government shutdown is a month old. So the possibility of the government shutdown dragging out to Thanksgiving and cascading absenteeism is a very real possibility at this point.
Well, we're getting serious absenteeism now, Rob. Friday was you want to talk about Black Friday kind of things. Last Friday was a nightmare. Delays, cancellations. In New York, 80% of the New York Metro, which is four or five airports, 80% of the air traffic controllers were out. Now, we can close our eyes and claim that they were out trick-or-treating, but that's not what's happening. And if we get to Thanksgiving week in this kind of shape, the system will just totally collapse. The system barely holds on a normal Thanksgiving weekend. If 20% of your flight attendant of your air traffic controllers and TSA agents are out, nobody will get to travel anywhere.
Now, you have been on this program over the course leading up to and through the government shutdown, saying that the stress to the air travel system and just the video of people waiting in long lines at airports or constituents talking about hour-long delays or worse could be the political pressure that could be necessary to bring this government shutdown to an end. Sean Duffy, who's the Secretary of Transportation, warning that things will get worse. The question now is, will lawmakers listen? And what's the likelihood of that happening?
I don't know, Robin. You're right. I've been on this show four or five times in the last month and the run-up. And I'd say, look at 2019. What happened then is there was a really bad day. Pictures got out. The Trump administration settled the next day. I don't know if it'll happen this time. People are so dug in. And, you know, maybe the election tomorrow will change things if it goes badly for Trump. But if it goes well for Trump, maybe he'll dig in further. Maybe the Democrats dig in further if they have a good night tomorrow. So I don't know what's going to happen. And maybe we've reached a point where no one pays attention to the traveling public or the public in general anymore.
Now, we do have the staffing shortages and FAA traffic mitigation measures that go into effect when you just simply don't have the people to staff the control tower or the ATC regional center. What happens beyond that? What is the next step beyond just slowing the flow of air traffic? Are we talking about total shutdowns in some parts of the country?
It might happen, Rob. We're in totally uncharted territory. We're getting more slowdowns. Delays are beginning to pile up. As I said, last Friday was a nightmare across the country. they can continue to slow things down. But if no one shows up at air traffic control towers, it gets to be a real problem. And again, the strain on the system is unique on Thanksgiving because everybody needs to be somewhere on that Thursday. It's not like Memorial Day weekend or even Christmas or New Year or 4th of July holidays. Thanksgiving is unique. Everybody needs to be somewhere on that Thursday. And that's when the strain could really snap the system. Maybe a crash or a ground incident might move the politicians, but I don't know anymore.
Joe Brancatelli, editor and publisher of JoeSentMe.com in New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. Markets are mixed today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Officer, Crescent Capital in Chicago. Jack, thank you for joining us today. And before we talk about today's market activity, let's look at the month that was October. What was the market performance in the month of October with a full government shutdown?
It was funny. It was, in fact, one of the best returns of a government shutdown. We went back and looked at all the government shutdowns and the market returns in each shutdown. And I think out of the last seven, there was only one period where the S&P was down during the course of a shutdown. So most investors, I think, are, shrugging it off. Now that we're flirting with the longest shutdown, I think that investors are starting to perhaps be concerned.
Now, we also had the beginning of earnings season as part of the month of October. And what was the pattern that was established in earnings season so far?
Yeah, so earnings were okay. Revenue growth was pretty strong. And so what that suggests is that profit margins were narrowing a little bit, Rob, largely due to the fact that it would appear that a lot of the tariffs and a lot of these extra charges were still being borne by the companies themselves and not filtered through yet to consumers. We expect the companies, the big box retailers and others will start to filter along those costs probably this quarter.
Now, we're also seeing, especially with market activity today, that once again, it's AI and just building out that building out both chips and data center capacity that continues to be the coin of the realm.
That's it. I mean, the big movers today, you got Amazon up about 5%, building on their earnings-fueled rally and also the success of that cloud business that they have. NVIDIA also up about 4.2% today as one of the street firms raised their price target for the big chip maker. Meanwhile, the Magnificent Seven, including Tesla and others, up pretty strong today with only Meta and Apple kind of shedding a little of their price.
I do want to get your take, though, on the Amazon third quarter report, especially that 20% growth in their Amazon Web Services revenue, which another analyst said, you see that in a startup, you don't ever see that in an established company. And what kind of signal does that send to the rest of the market, but also just the rest of the tech sector about just the growth that's available in that data capacity?
That's it. I mean, if you look at the Mag 7, Amazon was sort of a laggard, if you will, year to date, just because they weren't considered the forefront of hyperscalers and AI spending and all that. And yet, the fact is that whether it's the hyperscalers themselves or their customers will need compute power to actually harness the AI capabilities, and Amazon Web Services certainly seeing the benefit of that. I mean, that was really an awakening for investors, and I believe the stock was up something like 14% in the day after their earnings announcement.
And then very quickly, Jack, does this kind of push back against the narrative that there may be an AI bubble forming, that all of the investment and all of the bets are being placed on the construction of tangible assets to actually maintain this data center capacity and to build out this AI infrastructure, and that this is not just chasing dollars that have AI attached to them?
Yeah, I think you're right. I did a piece last week looking at AI and is it a bubble? And one of the things I concluded was this isn't anywhere near the valuation magnitude that we achieved during the tech bubble, so to speak, of the late 90s and early 2000s. One of the things we look at is the equity risk premium, and that really looks at forward earnings, but also compares it to the prevailing interest rate. And while P.E. ratios, if you just compare them one against the other, it would appear that our P.E. ratios are a lot higher or in line with the tech bubble. The fact is interest rates are a lot lower. And so for that reason, the equity risk premium now, while not still negative, is certainly not as negative as it was during the tech bubble of the early 2000s.
Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Officer, Crescent Capital in Chicago, thank you for joining us.
Cashing in with conversation, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
New numbers show Americans now spend over $100 a week on work lunches, turning everyday meals into a costly luxury amid rising prices. We welcome in Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner and founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Ed, thank you for joining us today. And this is a story in which I have I don't really relate to it, because 25 years in radio, Ed, and I've either worked mornings, in which case by lunchtime I'm at home, or I'm middays, and when the lunch hour rolls around, I'm talking to you, and I'm not at a restaurant, or nor am I in line at Jimmy John's. So people tell me they spend money on their lunches during their lunch hour, and the cost of lunch really adds up over time.
Yeah, Rob, this is a great topic, right? We've had a number of what I'll call price shocks when eating out, right? The first was like in the 70s and the early 80s, and then one was after the Great Financial Crisis. And now today, especially post-COVID, right, we're seeing the price increases of all different foods, not only for lunch and dinner, but even breakfast, going up exponentially. And the question is, how can we continue to afford this? And what part of our spending plan is, you know, we're fond of that word, those words, spending plan. How does that work in? And are there ways of saving monies on food without, you know, being excessive in terms of what we're doing overall?
And what is your advice to people who, because everybody says they're really tired of higher prices, they're trying to find ways to mitigate the sticker shock, and yet you also hear trends, especially in the restaurant business, that even though people might avoid going out for a sit-down meal, they're still spending on delivery, and occasionally that includes third-party delivery apps that add numerous fees onto the cost of your bill. So even though you can go from a dollars and cents standpoint and say, you know, don't do that because it's going to eat up your budget or your spending plan, people feel like it's a price worth paying.
You know, Rob, this is a new trend, right? So eating away from home versus eating at home, right? It was in the early 2000s, around 2004, where consumers started spending more money away from home. It was the first time ever. And so you fast forward 20 plus years, and now we've got the convenience services. And so at the end of the day, we all need to eat, but we all don't need to eat at that cost and that price point. So whatever monies you're spending, you know, eating out is okay, but what does that mean in terms of your long-term financial stability and reaching those independent goals, those financial independent goals? So have a spending plan, right? We talk about this, you know, your food at home, your food away. And convenience doesn't mean less cost, right? So if you're going to be eating from home, or like you had mentioned, you know what? I used to never have lunch in the office. I had it at home. It's not going to drop to $10 a week. But what we're trying to do is be conscientious consumers. If you're spending monies on those different apps to bring food to you, what is that additional cost and expense? And yes, it's convenient, but is that costing you in the long run? And that's all we're trying to get your listeners to be is conscientious consumers. Understand where the money is going and what the premiums are that you'll be paying for these conveniences.
So the bottom line is that brown paper bag could be worth its weight in gold, especially over the long term.
Absolutely, Rob. But again, you know this in terms of us being on the show. It's all about balance, right? We just don't want to only brown bag it. For every so often, treat yourself to a nice dinner, a nice lunch, less nice breakfast. But ultimately, just be really aware of what it's costing you day to day. Because again, the plastic that we have or the phones that we wave, that we're not feeling the impact of those dollars. So again, become acquainted with the funds and what you're spending. And more importantly, balance it out over time.
Ed Jurtzen, Certified Financial Planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Find them online at engagewealthgroup.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday. And still to come, our Monday Stock Picker.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday. Joining us with a pair of investment ideas is Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast newsletter based in Hammond. Find them online, horizoninvestment.com. Chuck, thank you for joining us on this Stock Picker Monday. Two selections, both in the realm of tech, and the first one is a household name that registered some really knockout growth last week.
They did. That's Amazon. The symbol's AMZN. Stock trades for $256 a share. And as you said, Rob, they had a very, very nice quarter last week, and that has caused earnings estimates to jump up pretty sharply in the last 7 days. I like Amazon. Everybody knows Amazon by its online retailing juggernaut. But the fact of the matter is their cloud computing, which is under their AWS business, is really their big profit generator. And they also have, and this is really flies under the radar for a lot of investors, they have a really burgeoning digital advertising business that is growing in leaps and bounds. So there's a lot going on there that's positive. And another positive factor is if you're a chart jockey and you like to look at stock charts, that was a significant breakout last week, which typically those sorts of breakouts have legs. So again, Amazon looks pretty attractive right now. That's AMZN. Stock trades for $256 a share.
And your next selection, it makes infrastructure for IT.
It does. That's Amphenol. Excuse me, Amphenol. The symbol is APH. The stock trades for $142 a share. And as you mentioned, they help build infrastructure for IT and datacom systems. They make connectors, and so they'll make electrical, electronic, fiber optic connectors that connect various equipment together. And that's getting to be more and more important as you build out the whole AI and data center and infrastructure play. The other thing is, too, they have exposure to a lot of other industries, so it's a nice diversified business line. They have exposure to automotive, commercial aerospace, defense, industrials. So it's a company that has its fingers in a lot of different pies, and in pies that are growing from the standpoint of the complexity of electronics requiring more complex connectors to kind of connect everything together, and that's what Amphenol does. Earnings estimates have surged in the last 7 days. It's a stock that's done well this year, but I think it can continue to do well. So that's Amphenol. The symbol is APH, and it's $142 a share. And our company and our clients own both of these stocks.
Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast Newsletter in Hammond. Thank you for joining us today. His two selections, Amazon, AMZN, and Amphenol, APH.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.